Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, get in here, get in here. Everybody, get in here. We are live, and things seem to be working, and I live for that, okay? What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back live with another video. All right, so if you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes, and if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Hello, mother. Okay, we got to get into some things today. I'm just setting up. For the Kiki, you know what I mean, okay? Hello, Mother Effas, how are you doing? We got the sound in check. Get in here, everybody, get in here, all right? So I think we're going to have a smoother show today. I really think you know what I'm saying. I think we got it down, but don't get me, you know, sometimes the things might shut down, so shit might start working. But we end up getting through the show anyway, all right? I was trying to wait to see if Megan Thee Stallion's Crybaby video was going to drop right now so we could have covered it, but we're probably going to add it to the show tomorrow, all right? So what we are going to be covering, though, today in today's show, we are going to be getting into Trigger Trey's Big Anaconda, okay? We're going to be getting into Kanye West packing up his ish and moving out, all right? We're also getting into Chloe and Halle. The drama of it all and people attacking Chloe online. Also, later in the show, we will be talking about Apple Watts and her breakup and Lil Uzi Vert's diamond-studded forehead. And we will be getting into some music news as well. All right, so without further ado, let's get into some things. So grab a cup of water, grab a cup of liquor. Today, I'm drinking a big gallon of crystal water. You know what I mean? I've been on this whole hydration thing, so I'm drinking my water today, okay? Yes, and it's good for you, okay? Don't get it twisted. All right, boom. So let's get into the first piece of the tea. Who we want to get into first? Trey? Oh, he just popped up like that. I like that. Okay, so Trey Songz. All right, so... Oh, child. Let me tell y'all something. My phone was going bananas this morning because Twitter was just going bing, 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 bing. And I'm like, what is going on Twitter? And then I see this black girl, okay, going to work on this big black dude, okay? I mean, that motherfucker was, I mean, oh, I can't, okay. I can't start like that. See, that thing was so, I'm not going to do no more, no cursing. I forgot. I can't see. I get to going, and I just start getting into some things. You know what I mean? I takes it too far. And I'll be talking about y'all, and I need to really get my, come on, Armand. Idiot. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? That big old thing was just hitting through, right? And she was just sucking it and sucking it and sucking it and sucking it. And she was, you know what I mean? It was a big, black, stiff, ignorant motherfucker. You know what I mean? It was that, all of that. And so the women were going crazy, okay? The memes were just a kiki. They had the big meme of Big Santana, and they had the meme of Santana talking about, why don't you park your big Mack truck right in my little garage? Like, Santana got a little tiny garage. Why they play with Santana like that? Why is Santana like, you know, Santana doing the twerk, and they're going to park Trey Songz thing in Santana's little garage? Oh, God. I mean, the memes were just countless. The memes were a kiki. It was a lot going on. And, you know, I wasn't sure if it was Trey Songz or not, but the tattoo was matching. Now, what this told me was, listen, you ain't even got to be that cute to suck that mama. You know what I mean? Because the girl, I mean, no shade. At least she was a black girl. She wasn't some, you know, Peruvian, Hispanic, you know what I'm saying? She was dark and she was black. And I think she was a little chunky too. You know what I'm saying? She was an average looking girl. She wasn't this super, you know, I don't know, extravagant model type chick. She was just a regular girl that was giving head, from what I can remember. I mean, and she was going downtown, okay, blowing. Ooh. I mean, Trey Songz thing looked like this, but a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? And she was a regular girl. So I feel like anybody out there, if you can get a hold of Trey Songz, you might can suck that dude, okay? All the girls in the world should feel like they have hope after seeing that woman, that she went viral. And you know what? I'm not mad. I wouldn't mind going viral like that either, because at least she knew what she was doing, and then she didn't have Trey Songz big old in her mouth. So, but you know what? You can say whatever you want to say, but I bet you did. You know, if somebody tried to talk about her, you know what I'm saying? It's like, girl, please. I sucked Trey Songz, and it's on video. And you bitches wish you could suck that. You know what I'm saying? I had that big old in my mouth. Now all y'all get to do is go subscribe to the OnlyFans and look at him stick that Big Mac truck right down my throat in my little garage. Spank me, tease me, pull my hair. So anyway, Trey Songz, you know, he was living for the attention. He was posting the cryptic message. I personally feel like he leaked it himself, because then a few moments later, you know, he was walking with his lip. You know, he was really feeling good about himself. Like, you know baby, you know, it's just like that. You know, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just pipe like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just giving that. It's just giving big. You know what I mean? And then everybody kept, you know, now it's the battle. Him and what's the boy named Yella Beezy? Who got the biggest? Because Yella Beezy got a big, fat, ignorant mother. You know what I mean? Girl, what happened to Safari? Remember Safari had the big old, now it's Yella Beezy with the big old ignorant and with the big, ignorant, nasty yellow. And Trey Songz with the trigger, yo, the trigger, missing through your girl. If life was a party, okay, you know what I'm saying? One in your face and one in your butt, you just never know. Good luck. But no, seriously, girl, could you imagine having a train ran on you by Yella Beezy and Trigger Trey and then a piece of Safari? You know what, though? You can keep the Safari. You know what I mean? If you give me the Safari, cut the head, take the personality, just give me the torso. You know what I mean? I don't want any of them. I don't want the voice. I don't want the head, like that head. You can give me the bottom head. I don't want the personality. I don't want anything. Just give me the lower half of Safari. Just give me the midsection, and then we'll throw the rest of Safari away. Okay? And we won't tell anybody that he was there. You know what I mean? But we'll just take that. So then Trey Songz, going back to Trey Songz, I feel like Trey Songz leaked it because he wanted to get that OnlyFans money. Because then he came back and was like, oh, you know what, since you guys are so curious to see if it's me, you know what I mean, hit the link on OnlyFans, and then it just starts shooting up. Did anybody get the OnlyFans? It's only $20. $20 that I didn't have, you know what I mean? I ain't got it. And I don't want to see him parking his stuff and stuff, you know, for me, if I was going to do the OnlyFans, you know what I mean, I'm going to need to see a little front and a little back, so he's going to have to, like, put, you know what I mean? I would need to see the back shot and the front shot offer for one simple price. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to pay for front and back two separate prices. Just give me a nice, put it between the legs and bend over so I can get the whole view. And back, you know what I mean? For one product of $20. And I'm good with that. It don't even have to be a video. But what it does need to be is your face. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be like, for me, hold on, let me get it together. This is what it needs to be for me. So this is the front part, right? And then this is that. It needs to give like what it is. It needs to get with the face, though, so I know that it's you. You know what I mean? Like, I need the hope for my $20. Put it between the legs, turn around, and let me see I need to see the whole thing. Push everything between the legs, and let me see, you know, I need the full effect, and I definitely need your face in it, because that's going to turn the party up, even when I'm like, oh my God, this is really you. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's $20 well spent. Until you start doing it, I can't pay my money. okay? But now, if he's doing that over there, you'll get the 20 from me, okay? You can get the 20. Okay? Yes. Oh, somebody said Omarion and Orion have 24 hours to respond. And secretly, not even just Omarion and Orion, it's the cousin. The cousin is really the ticket on the cool. Like, if y'all don't sleep on the cousin, they got a cousin that ain't no joke, okay? They got a cousin that is a peace child. I'm not even going to go to his Instagram right now, but they got a cousin, Omarion, Orion. That whole little bloodline, they all fine. Like, the rhyme. But they got a cousin that's just like, I don't even really know what he do, but I follow him. You know what I'm saying? You know when a nigga's so fine, you don't even know what they do, but you like, I cannot unfollow you. You know, sometimes I go through a mass unfollowing, but then there's some niggas that be like, I can't not follow you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know, I don't even like nothing that you do, but you just fine, so I have to follow you. You know what I mean? I don't even know what you do. Just post anything. So, yeah, that's the tea with that, okay? Now, are y'all subscribing to the OnlyFans? I would like to know if y'all do end up subscribing to the Trey Songz. Trey Songz, let me see. I got to look. Trey Songz, let me pull him up over here. You are fine, okay? Trey Songz, you know you. Jesus. And you know what? The thing is this. You know what I mean? When you're fine like that, something's got to be wrong. You don't get to be fine like that. All the money in the world, body, face, and can sing, and got a big old, he's got to be mentally ill. He's got to be. He's got to be mentally ill. Well, I mean, because you can't be perfect. That means the nigga's perfect. Or he definitely don't know how to wash it. You know what I'm saying? It's one something. He's either mentally ill or he don't got to clean. Because I'm just like, you look good. You got a booming career, and then you just got body out the world, out the game. Something, where's the problem? Ain't nobody perfect, okay? So you got to be, or you got herpes. Maybe you just never know. But yeah, that's it for Trey Songz. We like Trey Songz. Are y'all subscribing to the OnlyFans? Let me know and send me a video if he starts cutting up. All right, next on the list, next on the docket, we got our good girls, Chloe and Halle. All right, so listen, guys. You know, you guys have been wanting me to talk about this for the longest, and I don't really get into them, but I'm starting to get into them now. I still remember them being the girls from that was singing the Beyonce way back when they first went viral. What were they singing? I don't remember, but you know what I'm talking about, when they first went viral. So it's hard for me to believe that they've grown up. They're almost like my little sisters. You know what I mean? It's like, these are my little sisters cutting up like this. You know, and I look at my little sisters because they're the same age as these girls, and I'm like, you better not get wrong. Are you doing this? And she, this one right here, couldn't wait to just get out. And now she's online, and she's doing the silhouette challenge, and she's doing the busted challenge, and now she's playing the piano in panties. She's just walking around in panties. And she's got a lace bikini panty on. She just, you know, tipping around. Just on Instagram Live. You know what I mean? Just... You know what I mean? Just got on panties. But then the nerve, then she'll have on prescription glasses, though. Readers, the tank top and lace panties. And she just, I'm on IG. I miss my sister. Oh, I'm writing a song. You know, but I think what happened was, if you want me to be honest, I think what happened was that Busted Challenge has gotten to her. You know, she got a lot of attention. She got to separate from her sister. And I think the Busted Challenge, she got all that life. She got posted. Her DMs probably started getting flooded. And, you know, she likes, listen, she's overtly sexual. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Let her be 22. Let her get her life. She's in her prime. She's got her body. She needs to be sexy. Let the girl be sexy. She probably couldn't be sexy all her life. She wants the attention. She likes the attention. And perhaps this is the only thing that she knows. And she probably feels like, you know, she needs to have a moment because her sister really secretly is the one who always gets the moment because her sister is the one that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chloe is cool. She kind of sounds like Beyonce, and she's, like, dancing and sexy, which is great. But the sister is kind of like the eclectic one that doesn't really need to do all that. You know, she has the, like, what do you call that? What kind of voice is that? Contemporary kind of sound. It's, you know, like a lot of Del Rey or something. You know what I mean? The sister's, you know, meanwhile, she's pacing around in panties, and the sister is somewhere pacing around in panties in a bra for the Little Mermaid. You know what I mean? So she's probably like, listen, I have to find my mark because my sister's in Europe as the black Little Mermaid. Like, that's iconic. You know, so perhaps she wants to stand out and stand alone, and she knows she can't really compete with her sister in the voice department because it's all, her sister, the Hallie is kind of like being a dark-skinned person with blue eyes. You know what I mean? It's just different. It's exotic. It's going to sell. So her sound is one of those contemporary sounds that will always get picked up. She's a conservative, classy kind of girl, and that will get picked up in movies like Little Mermaid. You're not going to cast her for Little Mermaid. It's almost like casting Beyonce. It's the overacting, this over-singing. It's really not the right fit. But the Beyonce role for her is great. You know, she can be everything that, what's the girl's name? Not Tinashe, but Tinashe. And with the dark Normani, she can be everything that Normani was supposed to be and didn't quite get it. I can see her being Normani, and she can go ahead and get all the big movie roles and big singing, you know what I mean? But she can be the next Beyonce. They're both very talented. She can be Beyonce, and then she can be the Oscar award-winning singer, songwriter, you know, black girl princess. I'm here for the whole family. Let the girl prance around in panties and let her go and prance around in Europe in movies. I'm not mad at her. Do your thing. I don't know why people are mad at her. I don't know why people feel away. The girl's only 22 years old. It sounds like a bunch of people are mad and being haters, okay? Let her pop her booty up. I mean, she likes the attention. It's young, it's tight, it's high, and it's firm. When you had your booty, when you was young and tight and firm, you were prancing and popping your booty too. And you would do it if you were a millionaire signed to Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? If you had the world at your fingertips and you could just do whatever you wanted to do when you were in your prime, let them have it. Okay? So, you know, I'm not mad at her. I'll let her have it. You know what I mean? We'll let her have it. We'll let her have it. We ain't mad at her. Okay? Hold on. How are we looking? Give me a second. I just want to make sure we're looking good. Okay, because I'm doing a lot of talking. I just want to make sure we're looking good and, you know, everything is right. Are you guys liking the video? Are you guys having a good time? We're about to keep it moving. I just want to make sure. Okay, cool. We're keeping it pushing. All right. So leave Chloe and Hallie alone, you all. Okay, let's leave them alone and let them do what they're going to do. All right, who we got next? Oh, Kim and Kanye. All right. Kim and Kanye. So, allegedly, Kanye West has started moving out. Okay, so Kim went to Turks and Caicos with her family, right? And so Kanye West was spotted moving over 500 pairs of shoes out of the house. They don't know if it's Yeezys or not, but they're assuming that it's Yeezys given the fact that it's Kanye West. So, and Kim was aware of it, and they decided that it would just be easier and less dramatic if he did the move while they were out of town, and it wouldn't be that big of an effect on the kids. I'm also hearing that Kim Kardashian is like okay with separating from Kanye West. She's not feeling the way at all. You know what I mean? And at this point, she hasn't filed for divorce. She'll file when she gets ready. She has a divorce plan. However, their issues are going to play out on the show, okay? And I'm hearing that once the show airs, then she's going to legally separate and file for divorce. So that's some tea right there, but she's going to exploit this whole thing out until the final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which airs in March, all right? So that's that on that. And, you know, honestly, I feel bad. I didn't want them to split up. I feel like they got a whole family. They've been together this long. They have a beautiful family. They look great together. But, I guess all good things must come to an end if they're both miserable, right? And Kanye West does not want to stay in California, and Kim is not moving to Denver, Colorado, wherever the hell Kanye West is. She ain't moving out there. So it is what it is. So Kim and Kanye, best of luck, but he has got his stuff, and he is on his way out, baby. Okay? Whew. Child, I was drinking them dang Red Bulls. It got me all excited. You know, sometimes these things, when you drink them too full, it'll give you like a jitter. You'd be like, okay, I got to drink me some water because these Red Bulls be just doing a number on you. But anyway, child, okay, let's keep it moving. What we got left? It is time for Music Buzz. All right, who are we talking about? Lil Baby. Complex has named Lil Baby the best artist of 2020. So shout out to Lil Baby. A lot of people felt like he did not get his just due, just credit, 2020. And we know that Megan Thee Stallion got Rapper of the Year last year. GQ gave it to her. And a lot of people felt like Lil Baby should have gotten that recognition, but he didn't end up giving it. However, Complex gave him the recognition. Now, he recently did an interview with Complex, and he said that the best rapper alive is Lil Wayne. We love to see it. We love to see other rappers supporting everybody and each other. He says that nobody else can rap like Lil Wayne. No one else can out-rap Lil Wayne, so he gives all the credit to Lil Wayne. Lil Baby has been named the best rapper of 2020, and he said that Lil Wayne is the best rapper of all time. What do you guys think about that? Comment below. Do you agree? Do you not agree? And if not, who do you think the best rapper of the 2020 was? And who do you think is the best rapper of all time? All right. Also, we got her. Congratulations to her. She is nominated for her first Golden Globe for Best Original Song for Fight for You and Judas and the Black Messiah. Ain't heard neither one of them songs, but all I know is her is always nominated for something and winning everything and performing. So congratulations to her for continuing to run the game, be a boss, and be a silent killer. Isn't her kind of like the new age Sade? So shout out to her, and keep up the good work, queen. All right? Now, here is the segment that I'm here for, because you know this is our Kiki segment, okay? It's time to go. I know you, the lion, hit it. I know you, the lion. All right, first on the list is Lil Uzi Vert. He paid over $7 million to look like a complete idiot. Take a look at this video and then we'll talk. Yeah, he looks a fool. Who thinks that this looks good? Would anybody do that? Like, how do you sleep? I know you lie. Why would you put that in the middle? Like, what? Like, somebody just come up to you and pull at her, like, punch you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's so stupid. That's so dumb. Like, that's not cool. That's not cute. That's not artistic. That's not different. That's just stupid. That's really stupid. I don't even think the Indian women do that. The Gandhi women, do they do that? That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think that it's dumb. I think that it's stupid. And I think that it's pointless. So, yeah, Lil Uzi, that's pretty stupid to me. And I think you look stupider. And then it looks like it could fall out. Like, what if it, how can you go to sleep and wash your face and lay down? It just looks like a big old inconvenience to me. It just looks dumb. I don't like it. I know you lying. You walk around with that in your head, and then you trying to justify why you look stupid. I know you lying, nigga. You are a fool, and you paid millions of dollars for that. Yeah, black people have to do better with their money. Instead of doing that, why you ain't paid that man college tuition that you said? It was only $90,000. You done spent $7 million on this stupid crap in the middle of your forehead. If I was that man, I'd track you down and sock you right in the face and take that off your forehead. and pay my college tuition, you stupid fool. And JT, this is the kind of man you want to be with, a nigga that's going to go spend $7,000 to put some stupid BS in the middle of his head? You women have to do better, okay? Because this is ridiculous, and he looks like an absolute fool. This does not look good at all. And I said it. But anyway, let's move on. Oh, they said they didn't hear the video. Oh, y'all, he didn't say nothing. Oh, let me see. Let me play it. I'll play it again. Oh, they said the graphics style was a plan. Well, y'all heard them before. Oh, dang it. I thought I had it all the way right. Well, listen, Lil Uzi Vert, you're a fool, and y'all want to hear the graphics style? Here we go. I know you, Elias. There, y'all heard it? Chill, he's a fool. There you go. We're working it out. We're getting it together. Okay. There, y'all heard him. All right. Who is next? I don't know why that was off. Why would that be off? See, something's always sabotaging me. All right. Well, continuing on with this segment is Apple Watch. What a fool and what a mess. So apparently Apple Watch, and I know you lying. I know you lying, Apple Watch. I know you lying. I know you lying. I don't even have to get started. I know you lying. So apparently Apple Watch You know what I just realized? The child that'd be the whole time I was doing the soundboard, I was doing the hello, I was playing the, y'all didn't hear none of that? Oh my God. One day we're going to get this right. But I, you know, when I'm doing new, adding new stuff, there's always one thing that be messing up. But anyway, just know for me, I heard everything. Stupid. But yeah. Okay. So anyway, Apple Watch. So here's the tea on Apple Watch. So this fool was in a relationship with a man, about to get married, and introduced the man to her kids. I mean, I'm assuming sleeping with the kids. I mean, they was in a full-blown love relationship. Like, she was in love with him. Until she found out that the man wasn't a man and was a woman. I mean, well, is a man, but just a trans man. And so now she's feeling away because she felt like she was tricked, bamboozled, and fooled because the man wasn't born a man. She transitioned to a man, but you were in love with the man, introduced him to your kids, and you were going to get married. How did you not know that this was a transgender? So that she's mad. So she is going off like, find that. This is the transgender that was with Apple Watch. Okay, so now she's mad, calling him a he, she, they, and, you know, she got $6,000 if you find him, and this, that, and the third. Like, she's putting the hit out. She's pissed. She want his head, talking about it's a he, she, they. How you not know, Apple Watch? That's not their fault. So she even did a little video. Apple Watch. Apple Watch? I know you fucking lying. She tried that. She tried that. You tried that, Apple. I don't feel bad for you. How do you not know? You married to the man. You sitting there with a topless. You don't even got no top on right here. You don't even have no top on. So he's sucking your teeth. Y'all doing the. You didn't see if there was a down there. You didn't see if he had the trigger tray. You didn't see if there was a big peen down there. How do you not know if this was a trans or a man? Or, y'all didn't discuss this. You found out on TikTok. Like, what do you mean? How do y'all do? Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm confused. I don't know. It's a fool. It's all a fool. She's a fool. She's a fool, child. And, you know, I can't really help her. I can't do much for her. So, yeah, now we'll open up the lines. And I want to know what you guys think. Call in. The number is 563-999-3658. Okay, let's get into some things. 563-999-3658. Let me see. Mm-mm. Let's get it. Caught in. All right, so listen, if you haven't done so, please make sure you guys like the video, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you on the next video. If we don't get no callers, the line is open. All right, do I gotta make it bigger? Make it bigger. All right, we got a caller. All right, let's see. What you want to sound off on? 5560, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So I wanted to talk about the Trey Songz leaked video. So
yes.
I honestly find Trey Songz nowadays to be so, like, corny. This is my own personal opinion. For some reason, I feel like the video is not him, and he's just corny enough to, like, be going along with it because he is getting, you know, the attention and whatnot. Because, like, when you think back to remember when that video came out and DaBaby, people were saying that it was DaBaby, and he, like, in so many words, he basically said, oh, like, that's not him. Like, I don't know, like, what you guys are talking about, whatever. But, like, of course, here you have Trey Songz, like, eating into everything. And it's just, like, I don't know. It's so corny to me.
It does come across corny, but I mean, shoot. I imagine it got leaked. So you don't think it was him?
But it's just, I don't know, like, the way he's acting, I'm just like, child, like, you clearly just want, you know, different kind of attention, because when he was just last in the media, it was for literally beating up a police officer, so it's just
so he's trying to switch the narrative, and, you know, that was probably a PR stuff, like, all
right,
let's get talking about something else.
Right, okay, so, yeah, so that's all I have to say about Trey Songz. And I did just want to, like, talk about the Kim and Kanye thing. I'm not someone who is, like, happy when people get, like, divorced and stuff. But honestly, I felt like that whole marriage was just, like, toxic from the very beginning. And I'm just happy that they're both able to go their separate ways and, like, start their new life. It's unfortunate that there are, like, young children caught in between, but I just think that it needed to end, and they were honestly holding on by a thread.
I agree with that. I agree with that, too. I think you're right about that. And I don't think that Kim is going to allow Kanye West to just, like, make her look a fool anymore. Like, I feel like Kim stayed as long as she could, but her image was becoming too tainted.
Do you think it's
going to
get nasty?
No, I don't think it's going to get nasty. I think there's a respect. I think it's already gotten nasty, right? He wouldn't have said that the mom sold the sex tape. I mean, how nasty could it get?
Child. But, yeah, I don't know. It's unfortunate that, you know, a marriage is ending in divorce, but I think it's something that they both needed. But that's what I had to share, so I'm going to hop
Well, on thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you calling.
Hey, bye.
Bye. All right, let's take another one. Okay, 5196, you're live on the air.
You got so many years to catch up now.
What happened?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, what? Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry. I was distracted. I thought the young lady was still talking. I'm Trish.
No problem. Hi, Trish.
How you doing? Nice to finally get a chance to talk to you.
Yes.
I see you got your live going, and I'll be trying to catch you. I've been on your trail for a couple months now, and I've been still trying to keep up with you really pretty fast. I get sick a lot, so I don't get the chance to get on all the time.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I caught
understand.
You today. So
yes.
We're talking about Kanye. We're talking about Trey Songz. I just stepped in at the end of a video where you were talking about Apple.
Yes.
So I'm just noticing some things in common about the people that we're talking about this evening. And I might be a little bit off path, but when you look at it, Kanye, Trey, Apple, these are all Slumdog Millionaire stories. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So when you cut these people out of that life and you place them into this, you know what I'm saying, Bridgerton life, that they got to try to put on these airs, they're going to snap eventually because you're holding up a facade.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And eventually your real you starts to creep out. Okay, that being said, that, you know, a lot of people feel a certain way about Kanye, the way he's handling it. Kim, I know she's feeling a certain way. But it's kind of like both of their karma mixed up in one big nasty-ass pot of bullshit.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Carla. 7103, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm on.
Hey,
I want to talk about two different issues. Well, two different things. Young Boy said Lil Wayne was the best rapper alive. I feel like that's everybody's era. Everyone's going to have a different opinion. It's based on the year you grew up, what you was listening to in high school, you know, what your jam was. It's not going to be, he's not looking at it like the great rapper of all time, of his generation.
Mm. So who's the greatest rapper of your generation?
Like Biggie.
Okay.
That's the generation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
That being said, Apple Watch, I feel like no disrespect to anyone listening, but this is the time where it's like everyone's not trans people are pretty much making their mark 2021. Now it's becoming common. Now it's, you know what I mean? This is what it is. Like, let's be honest. This is what it is. As for Apple Watch, I used to deal with studs. I feel like there's some people in the country, like old people sometimes, they won't see, oh, that's a girl. They like, my grandma used to say, that's a girl. She would never know. But you know what I mean?
Right.
Nowadays, let's get it together. We know what's up. That's some whole that's some whole stuff. If your shirt already came off and this person's around you, you know, second base already happened. You should have already knew if that was a girl, boy, trans, woman, trans. You should have already knew by that step. It shouldn't have taken,
absolutely.
I don't know, you said TikTok to find out. Now she's still looking for her TikTok. That's weird, but whatever. But by that time, you should already know what you're dealing with. And, like, I feel like that's that whole life. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
That's that generation. Y'all got to keep your eyes open, know who you're messing with, because that's common sense to everybody, unless you, you know, older women. I'm not going to blame it on old people, but you know what I mean. Some people can't tell. Some people can pass. Some people can't pass, depending on what it is. But if I looked at her, or a trans, he's a trans, if I looked at him, I would have knew. I would have knew. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I got.
I mean, but you would, at some point, don't you have sex? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, don't you mess around?
That's what I'm saying. If your shirt already came off, if your shirt already off, girl, you should, something happened. You know what I mean? This already on that level.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you just take your clothes off for anybody, but You already on some type of level.
You already doing stuff. Point, like, that's my thing. Like, why
Exactly. So you salty, and you shouldn't be crying about it. You should take that on the chin. That's like that. That's what I'm saying. This whole phase, this new generation, they're coming out. Y'all better pay attention to who y'all dealing with. Y'all can't get mad and go start killing people and shooting people. Oh, I didn't know that was a guy. TF women, I didn't know that. I said, like, my brother, like, I can't really hear anything.
I'm not saying that. Hello?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Because I'm looking at you on the TV and it's not, you know. But anyways, I feel like you should already know who you're dealing with. This generation need to keep opening their eyes open and pay attention to what's going on. You don't just take your clothes off of somebody you don't even know. And you could literally say, she didn't even know him, but you're talking about getting married, but your clothes are already off and you don't know what base you on? I could go on forever because that just took me for a shock. That really just took me. She was crying.
Yes.
Anymore. I'm like, you really crying? Like, it's really that serious? Take that.
You sleeping with all transgender, you being married, you inviting him to meet your kids, and you don't know who you with. Like, girl, you're not really, your priorities are all messed up. You don't even know the niggas
not
that you're dealing with. Yeah.
So that means you're doing stuff with people you don't even know. Thank you, Armand. Have a good day.
I love you for listening and watching. Bye.
Thank you. No problem.
Okay, let's take another one. 9549, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me. Who are we talking about?
So I'm calling about Apple. First off, I just think it's kind of sad that we don't fully vet a person before we start interacting and getting with them. Like, me off the rip, if I'm entering a relationship with you, I'm going to check you from head to toe. Like, who doesn't do that?
Yeah, especially if I'm going to get married to you or I'm introducing you to my kids. Like, I should know enough about
you. How do we get from, like, you don't know this, and then now like you said, we're getting married or we're going to have, you know, and now I've told my children about you. I think that that's completely irresponsible. And I agree with your other caller. I think music is subjective. Like me, a lot of people wouldn't agree, but I'm like your age, so I was under the Chris Brown, the Eminem. I think those are my favorite artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
That I love. Nikki all day. But
yes.
I just want to call and tell you that I love you, and I think that you rep the West Coast so well.
Thank
like,
you so much. I
so
appreciate
well.
That. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so keep doing you, Armand.
Thank you so much, and keep supporting, please, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye, boo. All right. Okay. 4054, you live on the air. Who we talking about? What we doing?
Hey, Armand. I love talking to you. How are you?
Yes, I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I wanted to speak on, you covered a lot of things, but it's Chloe and Hallie for me. So,
Okay,
I'm probably going to have a lot of people disagree with me. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
I think that, honestly, I'm a little bit closer to age when it comes to, what's her name? Chloe. So,
Chloe.
No. Yeah, Chloe's the one. That's her name. I think, honestly, she knows exactly what she's doing. I'm not trying to scrutinize her when I say this, but you can't do stuff like that and then turn around and, like, cry on social media. And I don't feel like that was very Beyonce of her. If you're going to do something, number one, you have to be able to stand on that, stand in it. And I understand that it was some attention that she's not used to receiving as far as the comments and the hate. But being that Beyonce, I'm assuming, is their mentor to some extent, not only like someone that they work with business-wise. Beyonce has done things where she's been scrutinized. And she knew going into it that I don't give an F about what people are going to say. I am going to do what makes me happy. May that be going to the Super Bowl dressed in Black Panther attire or producing production that is about the Black culture and the African diaspora or getting on Instagram Live in your underwear. Feel how you may about what she did. I feel like she just has to learn through this. It's a learning experience for her that if it makes you happy and it makes you comfortable at the end of the day, you can't live your life for other people. If you're going to allow this situation to fold you, you're going to be making videos crying for the rest of your career. So I think that she should utilize this moment as more of like an opportunity to come out and do what makes her happy. And I hope that she doesn't find herself having to do this again. I hope that we don't see her getting on camera and having to explain herself, because she doesn't owe anybody an explanation. She's a grown-ass woman at the – I'm so sorry. She's a grown woman at the
it's
end
okay.
of the day. She's entitled to make her own decisions. And like I said, it's not going to be the last time that she's going to do something that people are not going to like. There's a saying that says people are going to love you no matter what you do, and some people are going to hate you no matter what you do. So I'm kind of happy on the optimistic side that this happened to her early on in her career, because she can learn from this opportunity and more so utilize it to catapult her forward when it comes to her confidence versus mm-hmm. being in that shell. And sometimes it takes an adverse situation like this for that to happen. So that's all I wanted to say. I hope that makes sense. And shout out
it
to everybody
sense.
In the comments. I was crying laughing at the lady earlier that was taking her sweet time. Like, it was just you and her on the phone. I was laughing. And you were really going with the flow. You do a great job of matching everybody's energy.
Thank you.
I love that about you. And I look forward to talking to you again. Bye, y'all.
Absolutely. Bye. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
Bye. All right. Okay, who else we got? All right, let me see. 3568, you're live on the air. Let's talk about it. Who are we talking about?
Hey, Irma, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about Apple Watch. Now,
oh,
we know Apple.
She's a hot topic today. What
yes.
you got?
Now, we know Apple and all that Apple does and how she put on in the past and how she get lit. How did you not know that this was a woman? Come on, Apple. I know you done took your shirt off. You done did a strip shirt. You knew. I think that she just felt like when things got out, people might say certain things because she brought them around the kids, and she kind of got embarrassed and she tried to play this card. Apple knew what she was doing.
So why is she mad now, though?
That's what I'm saying. Why are you getting mad now? I'm pretty sure if you stood there with your top off, Apple, you already knew what was in that girl's pants. Come on, baby. We've seen you on TV before. You knew what was down there. You might not have been satisfied after you found out what was
and
down
you know,
there.
And the way that Apple Watch be moving and jumping and walking on her booty, you know, listen,
okay.
I know you're getting hit. So my thing is, you checking, you know what's going on down below.
No, you knew what was going on down below. She knew. And about the rapper, you know, he said Lil Wayne was his favorite rapper. I think as the era change and as the music change, you know, different people become the famous rapper or the best rapper. I think Biggie was
yeah.
the best that ever done it, you know. But I like Wayne as well, but I think Biggie was the best that ever done it.
All right. Shout out to Biggie.
And I just want to tell you, I love your show. I've been trying to call in, Armand. Your energy
Thank
is
you.
Amazing. Keep doing
Thank
what you're
you.
Doing. Let the
Thank
haters
you.
Hate.
Oh.
You got this internet thing on lock. I watch you every
Thank
day.
You.
My notifications on. My bell is on. Every time
you.
You on, I'm watching.
Thank you so much, and I love you for watching.
Yes, sir, and I love you too. And keep doing what you're doing, baby.
All right, thank you. Have a good one. All
have
right,
a
let's
good
see
day.
Who we got. You too. You have a fantastic evening. All right, who we got? What we got? Let me get this off the screen. All right. Let us see. Cheryl. Okay, we're going to take a couple more, and then we're going to get up out of here. Okay, 9501, you live on the air. Who are we talking about? Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on. I missed one. Hold on. I got to get this. 7931, what's going on, boo? My bad. Let's go.
You good, baby. I was going to wait on you. I was good.
Okay.
First of all, you just took me out talking about Apple Watch jumping and walking on her booty. I screamed.
It's true.
Girl, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm like, there's so many things about a woman, just like there's a lot of things about a man that you can kind of like kind of decipher to see if it's man or woman type of thing. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
the neck, it's the collarbone, it's the hands and the feet, you know, the face structure. It's a lot of things that I'm like, even if we skip, you know, being naked, like, you really trying to tell me that you didn't know that this was a woman? I truly don't believe you. I don't believe you. Something happened, and now you feeling away. Now you want to act like you didn't know, but we don't know what happened, but something happened. And the other thing that I was going to talk about was Chloe and Hallie. I think some people are mad. Like, I don't know what was the problem. I mean, I do think it was kind of extra, her walking around in her drawers on live, like, what are you doing exactly? But the people start. I saw people saying stuff when she did the busted challenge, and I was like, "What's wrong with
you?"
I was like, "I think the girls are kind of mad. Like, I think people are hating low key because I thought she was bad. I thought it was cute. I thought it was, you know, I liked it." But I was like,
"Yeah, she looks good. She looked good."
I kind of feel like a little bit of hating, just a little bit. I don't think everybody hating, but I do think it's a little bit of hating going on with that situation because I just don't see the point about a black backlash. Okay, we've been watching people do this. She doing the same thing that Alexis Scott and Ari and everybody else do. Why? Because she was younger before. It's a problem. We all grow up.
Mm.
So I'm just confused. Like, I'm really confused on what the problem actually is. But that's all I wanted. Love you.
Love you too, and thank you for your input.
Oh,
wow. Wait. Who else?
I think Kim used Kanye for them kids. That's why I don't think she.
You do? That was the thing. I was wondering that because I'm just like, well, is Kim going to be mad that now she's had a baby, like 5-4 kids, whatever? You know what I mean? With
no,
Kanye,
I think
like,
she used
you know?
Them for the kids. I think she used them for the kids. Like, she wanted her kids, but I think she got all the kids she wanted, and now she, like, I'm good. Now, you really can go. I don't care. You're mentally ill anyway, so you could go. Okay. That
okay.
Chill.
Y'all, it's ruthless over here. All right. Who next? Let me see. Okay, 4450, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey. What's popping? I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Listen, you always look fantastic. Like I said last show, every time I see you, I'm going to bring a new set, a new cut, a new color.
Thank you.
The only thing, well, two things. First of all, no shade. When Apple Watch, when they had the blog said Apple Watch and they said trans, the only thing I thought was Apple Watch and transgender. Based off of her voice, I wasn't surprised. I didn't know. And I was like, oh, she's not transgender. Oh, she's, okay. That's all I was like, oh, okay.
Apple is not the trans. She was dating the trans.
Have you heard how deep her voice is? Okay. Well, besides that, I do find that this is the issue when we are dealing with people. People need to start telling the truth. Whereas there are some states where you can change your sex as a child, and some family members will go about it, and they'll say, oh, no, you know, they won't tell someone because they're like, oh, you're supposed to tell the partner. And normally when it's men that are getting caught with transgenders, and if we're saying, like, and I really appreciate you bringing up this subject where it is real life. If you do end up dating someone and that person doesn't tell you from the beginning that they're transgender, if they're a male, most people are like, oh, well, you're already in love with them. You need to just continue dating them. Whereas this is a woman that's now coming out and saying that she met somebody and they're transgender. This is the
and
that
did not tell her. You know,
in.
She feels some type of way because she felt like he didn't tell her the truth, but he didn't tell her that he was trans.
And can you imagine if Apple Watch didn't have a child and she was thinking, hey, I'm marrying this man and we're going to have children to find out that's not a biological man. Y'all have to have other, like, what the, this is a really good conversation for people. Because at the end of the day, everybody loves to say love whoever you love and this, that, and the third and deal with it when it comes. No, y'all need to stop lying to people. I don't care about passing. I don't care about all that extra stuff. Stop lying. Tell people the truth from day one. It doesn't matter if transgender or if you want to be in a relationship, if you don't want to get married, whatever it is, y'all need to stop lying to people. This is what happens. But besides that, Chloe loved it for sis. I love the busted challenge. Anytime I don't have to see Lizzo ass on the blogs, I'm happy. I loved it for Chloe. I love the busted. I love the silhouette. The only thing was when she, listen now, she is in her underwear. I understand she had on short shorts. We would live. But the underwear, come on, sis. And like the young lady had just compared, she now compared Chloe, who has talent, to a bunch of IG models that all they do is shake their behinds on social media. We would be fine with it. Wear some shorts. But the last thing I would say to anybody that is Valentine's Day, Black History Month, Black people, let's show some love. Let's show each other some love. Let's share our month's things. Anybody that sees anything, share it. Let's get together.
Yes, please.
There's too much good in the world. There's too much good in the world. But thank you so much. But thanks for keeping up
and
with
I
these really
you.
Good topics.
Thank you, and I'm glad you guys are enjoying the show, and I'm trying to format it in a way. I know we're still working out the kinks with the, you know, with the audio and stuff, but, you know, it's coming together. And I actually like the segments because it breaks up the topics and makes it more interesting. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks. Okay, who else we got? 1-833, you're live on the air. I got to get better posture, child. I'm like, slump in there. Sit up. All right, 1-833. Oh, wait. No, 4329. Sorry.
Hey.
Hey, what's poppin'?
So I want to talk about, first of all, Trey Songz, that video looks nasty, okay? That video looked dirty. They said in the comments he got all that pubic hair because he's trying to have some bumps, but. That video looked nasty, point blank, period.
So and you wouldn't suck it. Never... So you're saying, if you told her, so you're telling me you wouldn't suck it?
Absolutely not. I put that on my
You're
life.
Lying. I don't believe you.
I promise you.
You must be married. Your husband must be sitting right there about to backhand you if you respond.
He's never been my celebrity crush ever. I'm not attracted to him. Mm. He's not my type. Just like people like Michael B. Jordan, no, never. Cringy. He's just not my type. But
okay.
Kim Kardashian. A while ago when it first came out that they were getting a divorce, I don't know if it was you or someone else who said she was going to try to get full custody. I hope she does not try to do that because I just feel like the last girl said, she only wanted him for those kids. The black community is going to drag her for the rest of her life if she tries to get full custody on those kids. And that's just that on that because they're going to be outraged like, why are you trying to take his kids away from him? And that's just going to make it look even worse. Like,
but do you think Kanye West is mentally stable enough to take care of those kids? But do you think that Kanye West is, like, mentally stable enough to actually take care of those kids?
Like, I feel like he can get something. Like, I don't feel like Kanye is just a lost cause. Like,
yeah,
he could get something like full custody, like that's insane. And we've all like witnessed Kanye, and we've all said that Kanye is a great dad to those kids. But just flat out full custody, he can't get nothing. I think that's ridiculous. And Apple Watch, I feel like just like everybody else said, that girl knew, but something went down, and now she's salty. And I think. Should she be telling people to find this girl for money? Like, isn't that some type of hate crime or no? Like,
right, I think so, but she deleted it off her Instagram. Right.
Like, why is she telling people to do that? And Chloe, Haley, I agree with what you said earlier. Haley is just like, to me, she's just like this mystical being. Like, I love her so much. Mm. Like, I feel like people sleep on her because, just like you said, Chloe, like, a lot of people say they get Beyonce vibes, so they always looking at Chloe, and I feel like sometimes they really sleep on Haley. Like she gives me extreme mystical vibes, like fairy princess.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, like I love everything about her, and I feel like people sleep on her, and she's definitely who I love. But I do love Chloe too because she gives me Beyonce vibes. Everybody loves Beyonce. But, yeah, that's just what I had to say about everything. But, yeah, Trey Songz, that video was nasty, period. And that hair was nasty.
You wasn't here for it. You wasn't here for Trey Songz.
I was not here for Trey Songz, but I'm not going to lie, that thing was stinging. Like when,
it was thang, thang, thang. Down, wow, down, do your thangy thang. Just make sure that you're ahead of the game.
when her hand slid down the shaft and disappeared, I said,
"Ah!" My girl, you have a good night.
You have a good night. Bye.
Right. Okay, y'all is keen. Okay, last one. We on the word 3943. What are we talking about? Come on, talk to me.
Hello.
If you guys haven't done so, please make sure you subscribe. Yes. What is popping?
What's up? Okay, so hold on. I wanted to talk about the Trey Songz real quick.
Oh, I'm sure you
so
did.
I wanted to compare it real quick because, hold on, because, like, the impact. And I'm a little disappointed, if I'm being honest. I don't know why. But I'm just disappointed with the reveal. Like, I feel like for years, a lot of people have been anticipating it, looking for it, damn near every year. My bad for the language. Just about every year, looking up, trying to see, oh, did it leak yet? Did it leak yet? And, like, I guess, like, I don't know. Like she said, the previous person, it's the presentation for me. It was the presentation.
You still suck at it. Would you suck it?
Going forward. Huh?
Would you suck it?
Oh, and would.
Oh, okay.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. But I just think it just wasn't as satisfying. So I think I just want to, like you said, I'm not going to spend the whole $20 because you got to work for my coin. I feel that.
Oh.
But it's just like, right. But it's just like, I feel like, I hope he doesn't stray too far away from his own people. And I hate to say that, too, but it's like the Tiger, I'm not going to subscribe to Tiger ever because, you know what I'm saying, his people don't be real, they be a little melanin deficient. I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
I'm not throwing
them
shade.
They do. They don't be black at all.
Okay, and then it's the expressions they be giving. I'd be like, see, you doing too much. You just playing. You fake moaning. It's not offense. Ain't no soul in it. Ain't no soul in the sex. You know what I'm saying?
Don't even get me started. But, yeah, I'm with you. It's the sex for me. You know, different people, different communities of people have a different type of sense.
Right.
Especially when you get into the act.
Right. But I just wanted to say I love watching your show, and I love watching the growth, and I literally watch every day. And I was like, let me just call in to see, like, if I can even get through. But this is, like, honestly, I just love watching your growth. You're growing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
But
well, thank you for watching.
I'm not going to hold you forever, though.
All right, boo. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, bye. All right, cool. So we're going to end right there.